ever been out traveling and seen a professionally taking care of vineyard? It's a marvelous sight to see. It's not a ragged mess. The vines are maintained up on trestles, and they wrap around each other, and they continue for hundreds of yards, and there's a clear path in between. And there's one person for every several vines, if not all of them, who takes care of those vines. And he walks the path, and he checks each vine every day. And he knows the characteristics when one's starting to go a little wild, and he fixes it. He knows each vine, and the vines all feed off the main vine, where there's only one vine in each trestle that has any roots in the ground. And these vines, when they're taken care of like that, produces large amounts of grapes, much food. So I'm going to be talking about our next level of faith, fruitfulness. Before I begin, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God in heaven, we praise and glorify your name. We thank you for this opportunity, dear Lord, to speak about the fruit we can produce, but only through you. And we thank you for the picture of a true life. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I'm going to preach my sermon a little different than I normally do. I get an idea, and I preach from the idea. Well, I'm going to preach directly from the verses today. In verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyard gardener, or keeper. Point one, Jesus is the source. Notice in verse 1, Jesus identifies himself as the true vine. To understand the meaning of this, we have to look back at Israel, where Israel was identified as the vine. And Jesus is identifying himself as the true vine. Therefore, where Israel was a foreshadow of what Jesus would be, Jesus is the true vine. And Jesus declares that God the Father is the vine keeper. He is shown as a loving vine dresser. A vine dresser is more than a farmer. He knows all about the grapes. He takes care of all the vines and ensures that all the little vines remain in the main vine. He knows every vine intimately, for each vine is unique and different. Jesus is our source of spiritual growth as the true vine. Without Jesus and his word, we can have no spiritual growth. We live and grow because of Jesus, our true vine. And God the Father, God, Jesus, knows each one of us by name and our characteristics and how we are. He knows what each one of us needs individually long before we even know what we need. Verse 2, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be more fruitful. Point 2, through Christ, we produce fruit. In a vineyard, grapevines grow off the ground, as I spoke on a trust. They're supported by the main vine, which is the only vine that has roots in the ground. These vines draw all their nutrients from the main vine, fully supported off the ground by the main vine. When a grapevine is no longer supported off the ground, but laying on the ground, it stops producing fruit and grows shallow roots in the ground and draws what nutrients it can. And if it does, have any of you ever seen a little grapevine growing in like in your backyard or something? It does produce fruit, but they're small and very bitter. They're not large and they're not small. When a grapevine is no longer supported off the ground, but laying on the ground, like I said, it stops producing fruit. Shallow grows. When we stop focusing on God and His Word, and we start looking elsewhere for our mind and soul, we stop drawing the spiritual nutrients from God. We no longer remain close to Jesus, our true vine. But instead, we lay within the world. We let our works go within the world. When we fall away from Christ and live among the world, He is there and ready to lift us up and prune us so that we can once again abide with Him and produce sweet and much fruit. God will discipline us to get our attention to come back to Him. If we listen, He will lift us up off the ground, prune those worldly roots from us, and put us back, lifted up with Him. We will again start drawing nutrients from the main vine and start producing fruit. But if they're left unattended, as I said, shallow roots and bitter, tiny grapes. The vine dresser comes along and sees them on the ground. He knows that they need to draw the nutrients from the main vine, not from the soil. He goes down and he prunes those roots off the ground, lifts the vine back, and wraps back. In the same way, God lifts us up, brings us back to Christ. And as it says, you are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Once we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, He will lift us up out of our sins and wash us clean. He will raise us up to abide with Him. We will produce fruit for God. If you have never accepted Christ as your Savior, you could have lived your whole life in the church. But you are of the world. You have never been lifted up and cleaned. Just as vines that grow on the ground and don't produce fruit, that is where you are. And what does the vineyard do with vines that split off the main vine? bear fruit unless you remain in Christ. Let me read verses 4 through 5. Next point. 4 through 6. Remain in me and I will. Remain in me as I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like the branches that are thrown away and withered. Some branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. As long as we stay out of the world we're living in the dirt, and supported by the main vine, you are abiding in Christ. And you will produce fruit of the Spirit. You will reproduce fruit for Christ. Sometimes we get to see some of the fruit we produce. Sometimes we won't see people that are saved because of what we have said or shown until we get to heaven. But we'll see our own fruit, and others will see our fruit of the Spirit. There is nothing said that you can see the fruit. Verse 6 does not say if you live in the world as a Christian that you'll be thrown into hell. What it is saying that if you live in the world as a Christian with the worldly living, your life must be cut short and taken to heaven to save your soul from hell. For all that are unsaved will be cut out and thrown into the fire as the vines that produce no fruit. Now, if you have never asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior and accepted his salvation, then you are like those branches that are cut off and thrown into the fire. Sometimes, even with good intentions, we get a wild vine here, a little vine there. Our attention starts to go somewhere else. Christ will come up and prune those wild vines, those wild branches, to get our attention back to him, to continue to prune this fruit. Does discipline hurt? Done out of love. Verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And verse 8, this is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be disciples. Remember, we are not seeking self-glorification. We are not seeking to show how good we are. We are trying to show the world you are in Christ. Again, I ask, if there is anyone who has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, seek Him. Let Him draw you into the vine so you will not be cut off and thrown into the fire. But remain in the vine, supported, making such a beautiful picture in Christ and producing much fruit. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God in heaven, we praise and glorify your name. We thank you, dear Lord, for what you have provided to us.